The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, in these last days, moving for the U.S. economy and for the global economy. This is the central banker of the solar system. The headline in London, Fed's Jay Powell refuses to rule out a string of aggressive rate rises. Subhead, hawkish stance from U.S. central bank chair sparks sharp stock market sell-off. At the same time, we have encouraging headlines in the Wall Street Journal. Within the same hours, U.S. economy grows as fourth quarter GDP shows strongest year in decades. I welcome Véronique Durigy. Véronique is at the Mercatus Center. She's also observing both sides of the Atlantic. She's from Europe, but she's an American citizen. And Véronique, right now, the Fed is moving in a fashion we've talked about for months and months, to deal with the inflation story that's everywhere. And yet the economy, the GDP growth is showing, I understand it's rearview mirror growth, but it's showing great momentum into 2022. Is what Mr. Powell proposing, is that going to stabilize the economy and not only sustain the growth, but accelerate it? Good evening to you.
Good evening. As you said, John, I mean, a lot of these growth figures are going looking backwards, and they're the product of two things. When you reopen an economy, right, and you let people work, and the economy, of course, grows, especially when compared to a point where the economy was closed and people weren't working as much, and certainly a lot of people weren't consuming and they weren't buying a lot of service stuff. But there was a lot of growth because of all these government checks, right? So we shouldn't be surprised that last year was a big year. But because a lot of that artificial demand boosted by government stimulus has actually caused inflation, it's clear that Powell, after denying that there would be any inflation and then after saying it was going to be transitory, I mean, he doesn't have much room for not acting. And right now, he's been very, very firm about the fact that he's going to raise rates. He's going to end the asset purchase done by the Fed. And that very likely is going to put some brake, at least on the economy.
Some brake, but not stop the growth. For example, Mr. Powell cleverly used the word humble and nimble. The central bank's going to be humble and nimble and guided by the data. What data? Is this about jobs? Yeah. Is this about inflation? Is this about supply chain? What data is he watching?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's watching something, but one of the things is like he must not be watching all the time because he was surprised by the inflation. I mean, what were they doing in 2020 and 2021? Like, what were they watching? What is it that they weren't watching that actually got them to this point where they're so surprised by the inflation that we got and that they had to retire the word transitory and all of that stuff? So I actually have very little faith in the ability of the Federal Reserve and its authorities to be humble and nimble. Because there just isn't a ton they can do. They can raise interest rates. They can stop the asset purchase. There are a bunch of other things that they can do, But the truth of the matter is, in order to be nimble, you have to be very, very precise. And I don't think that those tools are conducive to a ton of precision.
You've talked in the past about the perception of inflation. Is there also a perception of stabilization? In other words, Mr. Powell's words, can they give reassurance to the consumer, to the factories that are looking to reinvest?
Well, in theory it is. The question is it what he is announcing big enough? You get a sense listening to him that the Fed is counting a lot on what they call forward guidance, that the announcement itself of increasing rates is going to actually have an appeasing effect and is going to keep expectation of inflation anchored. But is it going to be the case? Now, so far, we can say that it is, because when you look at projection of expectation of inflation down the road, they seem to be fairly normal, which would translate into people actually believing that the Federal Reserve is going to be successful in controlling inflation. The problem is that those rates, those expectation rate in the long run, tell you actually very little, are very, very, I mean, they're notoriously bad at predicting when expectation get unanchored. So we will see. Are people believing what the Fed is saying? Are people, is it enough that the Fed is saying we're going to raise rates and sound super, super committed about it, even though in the end, even with three rates, you still have negative interest, real interest rates. So we'll see.
The price of fuel, fossil fuel, is a driver for inflation, also cuts into margins. I know this because I did a report these last days about dairy farmers paying more for fuel, paying more for fertilizer, paying more for urea for their endeavors. Is that a moderating or an inflaming detail that fossil fuel prices are rising? I believe we're into the 90s for Brent crude in Europe.
Well, it depends on whether people expect that the price of energy is going to continue to go up, because if they do, what they're going to end up doing is pricing these increases or planning for these increases tomorrow, today, and that would fuel inflation. That said, I think one of the things we shouldn't lose sight of is like there is a moment where increasing prices, do tame demand, and I don't know if this is going to be the case for energy, because there's a lot of government action that have a tendency to push towards higher energy prices. So I guess we'll see, but it could be in the short term it's going to continue to inflame inflation.
Inflation is the political story here. It can be the political story in Europe. The European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, have been remarkably dovish through all of this anxiety that we witnessed in 2021. We were talking all the time about, don't they see it? Can't they do anything? Even at the last instance, Christine Lagarde was indicating that she would remain cautious and not raise rates. Do you see her reversing that in 2022?
I don't see how she's going to be able to not try to address inflation, but she may drag her feet for a long time. And the problem is, if the central bank in Europe, in this case, act too slow, then you really run a risk of getting inflation expectation to get unanchored. So we'll see. I assume she's going to have no choice at some point but to address inflation through central bank action, but we'll see.
The final, this is magical thinking, but you've taught me. The final possibility is that if Congress actually reduced spending or in some fashion practiced austerity, it might be unlikely, but would that answer inflation faster than the Federal Reserve?
I actually think that in order for inflation, if it had become permanent, and if it were getting out of control, which we're not at this point yet, in order for it to, for the Federal Reserve action to really work and control inflation, there's going to be no choice but for Congress to go along and put in place fiscal consolidation measures. And that means increasing taxes or cutting spending or doing a mix of both. Otherwise, if inflation is persistent and the Fed increases rates, if there's no fiscal action on the side, it may not work as well.
Veronique DeRogier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.